It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are out in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's a great bar, great staff, great atmosphere, great food, and a brilliant bar selection as well. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock is where you need to pop in and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? It's self-explanatory in this message, which we posted on our Facebook page earlier today, and it got an unbelievable reaction. I've got a topic, but I wonder if you're afraid to cover it. Always a challenge to us when somebody says that. I'm a landlord. Just a small two-bedroom apartment. What I want to highlight is HAP tenants. HAP, by the way, stands for Housing Assistance Payment. Since the government forced us landlords to take HAP tenants, my life has been a nightmare. The last three tenants I've had, a couple, then a family with two kids, then a mother with one kid, have all left the place in bits. Floors and furniture wrecked, couldn't get money back from them. My point is, this never happened when I rented out to professional couples who were paying the rent themselves instead of welfare paying it. This rule forcing us to take HAP needs to be gotten rid of. I let this apartment sit idle before I'll give it to someone on HAP. The old saying, if you didn't pay for something, you won't look after it. And it's true, you need to highlight this. And that is from a landlord.
I always thought it was strange. And again, I don't upset people. This is my opinion. It's called Opinions Matter, and it's my opinion. You can start saying Jeremy's a dickhead, silver spoon, me arse and all that. But my opinion has always been that if you own a property, if you're a landlord, yeah, it's your property. You shouldn't be forced. I always thought it was strange when they changed the rules on that. Like up until a few years ago, a landlord could put his two-bedroom apartment up on Daft or myhome.ie.
And say, tenants.
Have tenants.
Not welcome.
They used to say professionals only was what it was, which was a bit condescending. But if it's my property, I should be able to give it to whoever I want, shouldn't I?
You do, still.
And I know that landlord, what's his name, Dominic, is it Dominic?
Yeah, Dominic.
People are saying he's tarring people, all have tenants with the same brush. He's actually not, because he's had three have tenants in a row, and they've all wrecked the gaff. So 100% of the tenants that Dominic has had in his property who have been HAP have wrecked the gaff.
So he says.
Oh, you don't.
No, I take his word for it. But that it is tarring all HAP tenants with the same brush, in fairness, because I have a mate who has a HAP tenant in his apartment.
Oh, a mate,
The person looks after it like their own place.
Yes, obviously not every HAP tenant is going to wreck the place. Nobody is actually saying that, but 100% of the HAP tenants that Dominic has had have wrecked the place.
Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
All good.
Now, Stephen, you are a landlord, is that right?
Yeah, of 14 properties around the Dublin area.
Okay, 14 properties around the Dublin area.
We would have, I'd say, 60% of HAP people in our properties. Now, there's a good and bad about that, if you know what I mean. The government, even last year, they were trying to, because there was an issue with landlords taking on HAP properties, what they've said was, they've given you the go-ahead to add on an extra 30% onto the price of the rent. So let's just say there's a girl with two kids and she's passed for 1,895 for HAP. They've actually said to her, well, we will approve you for an extra 30%. You can tell the landlord this as well. Now, back to the original problem there we have. There is a lot, and I'm not saying they're all the same. So I have 14 properties, and I would have them done through an estate agent. Now, I also own a maintenance company, and we would do all the maintenance on not only our own properties, but any other properties, if you know what I mean. And even I would be on my walkway, and I would turn up to one of my own properties, and the tenants wouldn't know it's your property. And the filth and the dirt that I've walked into is unbelievable. The problem that you have there is, these people, not them all, I'm not saying they're all the same, so I'm not tarring them all the same, but the problem that you have there is, when they're originally getting these properties, they don't have to put 10 cents to the deposit. If the government made them pay the deposit themselves and said, well, you get that back. I don't remember ever having to be given someone a deposit back after they got their forever home of the council because of the way they left the property, if you know what I mean.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Explain that to me again. If you're a HAP tenant, you don't have to come up with a month's rent in advance as a deposit.
No, when you sign up a HAP, what they do is they pay you 3 months up front is what they pay. That's the deposit and 2 months. And they never.
But the individual doesn't have to pay that out of their pocket.
No. The HAP department, the homeless, it all depends on what HAP they're on. There's the homeless one and there's the normal one. And if they're on either, they still don't have to pay the deposit up front. The HAP sends it on to our estate agent all the time.
Okay, so even though you, as a landlord, get the deposit, person who's being housed isn't paying that money themselves. So that leads, you believe, obviously, to them not really caring as much.
Yeah, the state are the ones that lose out at the end of it, if you know what I mean. Because, as I said, these people are waiting on for their forever homes from the council. And when they forget to get their forever home, they're just leaving so much rubbish and crap.
So give me an idea of the worst state you had a place in.
Let's just say there before Christmas, we had a property in Talla. This lady she had a child. I don't know what was wrong with the child. She was in a 3-bedroom property. We gave her to her. She had it 2 years ago. She got her forever home. She gave that property back where there was holes and walls and every door in the property had to be replaced. There was 12 and a half grand had to just to get that back up to standard again from her 2 years tenure there.
So in 2 years, the 12 and a half grand's worth of damage was done to the apartment.
Yes. And it was the child's illness is what was blamed on it. Now, I did a whole social media thing about it at the time and people couldn't believe it. And every one of them that was all comment on it says, well, if that's the way the child is treating her home, he shouldn't be in it. Do you know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question, Stephen? That is disgusting. Yes. I know I've had this happen to a friend of mine as well who's a landlord and he got nothing back from the PRTB?
No, they won't get it back because who are they going to get it back
from? No, he got nothing back from them and they absolutely wrecked the place. Here's the question for you though. This house was absolutely wrecked. It was like a herd of elephants went through it, yeah? Do you think...
And there's only one adult and one child there.
Okay, so two elephants, not a herd. Do you think the house would have been treated that same way had those people been paying a mortgage on that house and actually owned it outright?
100% no. I don't believe it would have been. I don't believe it would have been treated the same way if they had to pay their month's rent deposit because they would have been getting that back when they were leaving. That's
so. Is that the answer that a HAP tenant should have to come up with the deposit themselves, and that way, in order for them to get that money back, they need to look after the place?
And it's given back as the way they got it. Now, well, I just want to go back there a little bit. We, as I said, the maintenance company, I would go into another HAP property or by another estate agent, just say, and that person could have that place like a palace. So they're not all the same, if you know what I mean.
No, obviously, yes.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. And would you prefer, you don't have to answer this, but would you prefer a situation where we had several years ago where a landlord like yourself could put online professionals only need apply? Would you like to go back to that?
No, I don't believe that is right either. As I said, there's good and bad about this HAP thing. You're guaranteed your rent every month and you're guaranteed to put on an extra near enough 30% on what the original price is. So landlords are not really telling you that part as well. Do you know what I mean? So if I have a property there for 2 grand and someone perhaps going in, I can add on another 300 on top of that month because it's HAP. So you have to take the good with the bad, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it's guaranteed rent. There's no problem with the rent coming in and it's in your bank account every month.
It's as reliable as clockwork. And I remember speaking to one landlord who had a HAP tenant during COVID, during the lockdowns. Yeah. And he was delighted that the money still came through where other people were out of work and weren't paying their rent.
But it said in your original message, Stephen, that because they don't have to put anything into a deposit, they don't give a crap about the property. Do you believe that?
This is the thing. Yeah, I do. And like the same thing, with the maintenance, I could walk into an estate and I could pinpoint the HAP property out of a cul-de-sac straight away. I could pick it. I could hand pick it without knowing the details on it. Same in an apartment block. You walk up and down one apartment block there and you can tell which ones are HAP and which ones aren't.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You can just tell. You can just tell straight away.
And it's all to do with the way in which they care for the place that they're living in.
Upkeep, rubbish in the garden, shit in the garden, whatever in the garden. But a woman next door, Mary next door, that has a mortgage on her gas, we guarantee she doesn't keep her house like that.
Okay, but in the same breath, though, you said you don't want to see any discrimination being allowed against HAP tenants.
No, we don't. Everyone deserves a home. Like, you know what I mean? Even if that could be a temporary home until they are getting their forever home, as they call it, the council. Do you know what I mean? So they all deserve a home. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's always a way for a landlord. If a landlord doesn't want to have, let's say they are 14, if I don't have that one tenant, one HAP tenant in, there's a way around it. There's always a way around it.
Okay, stay there for a second, Stephen, if you can. I want to bring in some more calls. If you want to get involved in this conversation, 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lisa. Well, what did you want to say on this? We're talking about HAP tenants not giving a crap about where they live.
Yeah, it just felt that the message that you got in kind of ran them down completely. I'm a HAP tenant and I would never leave a house in bad condition. I'd never leave anything broken. And for him to say that any HAP tenant would do that is really unfair. Like, my husband works, I don't. We have two children and we wouldn't let them run amok and wreck the place. If we damaged anything, which we did in the previous house, we replaced it before we left.
It's okay, but you may be the exception. And Stephen, who's on the other line, who's the landlord, he says, of course, it's not every HAP tenant, but an awful lot of HAP tenants, because you don't pay a deposit out of your own pocket, you don't care as much. I'm not saying you, I'm saying in general.
Well, as a homeless HAP tenant, we didn't pay a deposit out of our own pocket, but we did for our previous property. And we got that deposit back. And then we were made homeless. We spent 6 weeks without a house and we moved into another one through our previous management agent because she was happy with us. She wanted to keep us on as tenants for her clients. So, like, if you have the references behind you to walk into a new house and say, look, I am not going to damage it. What I do damage is going to be replaced. You've got that reference behind you to say that you are going to be a good tenant and it's not going to be an issue.
And let me just go back, Stephen, on the references point.
But the greatest respect in the world, I have given some of the worst tenants good references. Just get them out.
So yeah, no, I've known of that to happen as well.
That's only a paper or an email sent or whatever. I'm not saying, Lisa, as I'm saying, she sounds like a perfect tenant. HAP, I'm just saying, she wasn't originally on HAP and then she had to go on it, or whatever way it was or whatever. But that sounds like the perfect HAP tenant that you want. Like, do you know what I mean? They're not all like Lisa.
Yeah.
And do you understand the point that he's making, Lisa, that if you are not paying a deposit out of your own pocket, a deposit that you want to get back eventually, then you don't care as much as somebody who did have to pay maybe 1,500 or 2 grand up front?
I do appreciate that. And as a homeless HAP tenant, we didn't have to pay that deposit. We walked into a house that was unfurnished and we fully furnished it ourselves. But that doesn't mean that if we walked into a house that was furnished that we're going to trash the place knowing that we didn't pay for anything. That's just complete disrespect. And the upbringing that you're giving your children, that kind of thing, it's all irrelevant.
And Stephen, obviously from the 12 and a half grand's worth of damage that you suffered as a result of the HAP tenants not giving a damn, did that leave a sore taste in your mouth a bad taste in your mouth because of a HAP tenant? Or, you know, what I mean by that is, do you think twice?
Obviously it did. Like, yeah, but when you think twice about that again, the next person that you could get in is after losing their job after 6 months of being there. And then there's a year or two that might go on of trying to get them out. Like, do you know what I mean? So I'm giving you the cons of it. Yes, that might be 12 and a half grand damage worth of done, but it wouldn't turn me off taking, actually, there's another HAP tenant in it again. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, and I'm hoping a better HAP tenant.
Yeah, well, we all hope that, because you'd like to have, when people show up for a property, geez, you'd like to home them all. Do you know what I mean? We all have a story. You'd like to home them all, but you can't. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, things change by certain times, even by professionals. Things change. The minute they move into the property, demands, demands, demands. Once that's signed, do you know what I'm saying? So it's not only HAP people, do you know what I mean? Professionals are the exact same thing. Now I'm in the door. Hang on a minute. I want this, this, and this. No, sorry, look. You didn't move into the house at that day, and it's not an legal obligation for me to have it there. Do you know what I mean?
All right. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Stephen. I want to bring in some of your opinions. This is Tom.
Hi, guys. Tom here. Well, landlords who don't accept HAP at the moment are very, very, very foolish. With rents at 2,500 a month on average, even a really successful DJ like Adrian Kennedy wouldn't have 30,000 cash to hand over for the property and then 2,500 for the deposit. With the HAP, you're guaranteed the payment every single month of the government. Their money is pretty solid. If you have a white-collared worker in there who knows every law under the sun and they lose their job in, say, PayPal or Google or Microsoft, who are letting people go, they're going to be out of work for 6 months. And they're, as I said, they're going to know every rule under the sun. And if you're a landlord, you're going to get burned. So really, I think if I was a landlord, HAP is definitely the way to go because you're guaranteed to get your money.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Good, thanks, Chloe. Now, what did you want to say on this?
Well, my opinion is I'm a HAP tenant. I've a 2.5-year-old and an 8-month-old baby. And I'm in there now since last May. And my house isn't always immaculate or anything like that, but nothing has ever been broken in it. Nothing's ever been damaged. No holes in the walls, nothing like that. I just thought what your man was saying, the landlord, about, well, what I got from it was that he was talking about all HAP tenants. If they're, we're not all the same. And I know other people, other families that are on the HAP. And like I have a friend who's also on the HAP scheme and her house is immaculate, so it is. There's never anything out of place. And she has
Stephen, who's the landlord on the other line here, Stephen, you were saying that 9 times out of 10 you'd be able to tell which properties are have HAP tenants in them and which don't.
Yeah, of course you can, yeah. We could go into an estate and you could handpick the 3 houses in that estate that are HAP. Handpick, 100%.
Now, how is that, Chloe, if HAP tenants are as respectful, are all as respectful as you?
Well, I just think that comment is just unbelievable. As I said, my friend is a HAP tenant and her house is always like a new pain. Now, where we live, we don't really have big gardens, but we'd have some sort of a garden and there's always flowers outside it. It's always the grass that was cut on it. It's always immaculate. Like, now, my house now wouldn't be the same, but like that, we don't have a garden or we don't have a back garden even. We've a little patio, so we've not much maintenance to keep out there. But like the front of my house would always be clean. But like her house now is always immaculate, and like you wouldn't know that she'd be a HAP tenant. Like it's like that comment.
Stephen, again, describe to me the things that you would notice that would say to you that's a HAP tenant.
Let's just say an apartment block. We could go into we're responsible for a lot of apartment blocks around Dublin, and we could go into that block and do an inspection just on the block. You can pinpoint the HAP tenants of the people that leave rubbish outside the door, bikes and buggies outside the door. People could, you're constantly sending letters to tell them that it's a fire hazard. You're constantly doing stuff like this. And it's the same ones all the time. You could go up and you could say, yeah, I could go into a block and I could say, yeah, that, without even looking at the computer, I could say, yeah, that's HAP. This is HAP and this is not. Because the owner occupiers aren't like that. Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, there's some professionals that are like that as well, but very few because, you know, they, some people just have a little bit more respect. Yeah, that girl saying she has property on a friend's property is great. Sound like the perfect tenants. Do you know what I mean? But not all.
But the question that I want to ask you, Stephen, if you say you could spot a HAP rental, my question is, would you in any way, even subconsciously, discriminate against a HAP tenant?
No, because of the whole, like your man that sent in the voicemail there, no, because of that, and because of guaranteed money, and because of the extra 30% that they're adding on, they've added on last year as well. So no, 100% not, like, never.
You see,
never,
it's worth the risk is what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. I keep going back to people losing their jobs.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? If someone losing their job, they're absolutely doomed. And you could be fighting and pointing and pointing to get them out. You could have someone there. And it's very hard for a HAP tenant to move out of the property as well. It's not that easy for them. Because the HAP department is like, well, hang on a minute, you're in the property. So they can't just up and leave either. Do you know what I mean? They have to have really, really serious reasons why they want to go, but have to make it hard for them to go as well. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so basically, even though there is a downside to renting to a HAP tenant, it's worth the risk because of the upsides, basically.
Yeah, it is worth the risk, yeah.
And Chloe, just as you are a HAP tenant, how far away are you from getting your forever home?
Oh, God, no. It's probably... because I only have my name on the list since last January, like, I'm probably, in my area, like, I'm probably at least 12 years away from getting a forever home, like...
It's going to be
at least, like, because of the population in my area, like, and the amount of people that would want a council house, like, I'm easily... I'd say at least 10 years, minimum. Like, so I would...
It's going to be a long...
Definitely be renting now for a long time.
For a long time. All right. I wish you well. Thanks very much indeed, Chloe, who is arguing that... just because she is a HAP tenant doesn't mean she doesn't look after the place. And I do take the point, though, that Stephen made a while ago, which was, if you're not paying a deposit out of your own hard-earned money, then perhaps you don't care as much as somebody who does.
Well, you only have to look at, and again, I'm not tarnishing places, but you only have to look at the difference between if you go into a stereotypical council estate or a stereotypical private estate, you can spot, a blind man can spot the difference in the estates. And then they can. And you may say, oh, what's the difference? What's the, you know the difference.
Okay.
Well, no. Does Finglas West, yeah? Isn't an estate in Finglas West as well kept as an estate in Castleknock?
Individual houses will be.
Would you get off the PC fence?
No, individual houses will be. Yes, the overall look of the estate probably. Yeah, I take that. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Hiya.
Now, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
I just think unfortunately, he's just gotten unlucky and he's had a few bad tenants. But you can't push them all with a broom brush and say, oh, yeah, you're unhappy, you're going to rent the gas. You just can't.
But can you understand the point that Stephen, the landlord, was making a while ago, that firstly, he's able to spot rentals that are HAP tenants, and secondly, if you're not paying a deposit out of your own pocket, you aren't going to care for a place as much.
He doesn't know that, though. My mom is on HAP, and I'm not, like, I don't want to get in too much into it, obviously, but every place we've been in, we've upkept it. Like, would he look at us and say, oh no, not a hope in hell? No, because he's basing it off previous bad experiences, and you can't just tear us all with the one brush, like.
Okay, and in fairness to Stephen, you're not tarring all HAP tenants with the one brush.
I never did. And I never said I would discriminate against anybody, but I know the difference and I know what can come out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could give you a prime example if you want.
Here's a prime example of
a brand new apartment block based in the Ballymun area up at Norwood. They built this top-of-the-range apartment block, and what they've done is they put every apartment in it is HAP. Now, this is the latest apartment block in up in Hampton Woods, and they put every apartment block that is HAP. Now, two houses after coming in, kind of taking it over, if you know what I mean. Well, there's nothing but Garda meetings, council meetings, security cameras, cars getting burnt in, all because they're all the same. There's not one person, it's not owner-occupied, it was bought by a fund. Which what they did was they just filter all half recipients. Not a problem. But when you don't do a mixed development, if you know what I mean, it's like going back to the flats and Ballymun again type of thing.
Is that whole development slowly but surely being destroyed?
100% is being destroyed. You walk into the apartment blocks in the blocks and they have the blocks painted black because of what has been going on. Fire alarms, people setting people on fire. There's weekly meetings with councils, with local councillors, with the police, with everything. With what's going on in that block.
And Jess, there you go. There's an example of a place that is 100% HAP tenants.
Yeah, but tell me that that's not a generalisation that he's doing. He's literally using the word.
It's not a generalisation. I see on a daily basis what's going on in that block. Yeah, but in that block, it's true.
You see, in reality, Jess, the people who are ringing us in, like you, are probably decent HAP tenants, yeah? And looking after your place. The ones that are destroying apartments that they're living in are never going to ring us to say, hello, I'm a HAP tenant, I'm destroying the place. Do you understand the point I'm making?
Obviously not, but he can't just say, oh no, we need to get rid of HAP. Because let me ask you this, right, and this is going to sound brutally honest, if we didn't have HAP, right, are you honestly going to tell me that the housing crisis and the homeless crisis wouldn't be a million times worse.
It would be.
Than it already
oh,
is.
No, it absolutely would be, of course, yes.
Yeah, no, so then, no one ever
You literally said to them in the text message, oh, we need to get rid of half.
No, he didn't say that. No, he didn't say that. No, that wasn't him. That was the original guy. But what Stephen has said is that development in Ballymun, which is all HAP tenants, is being destroyed.
I doubt it's every single one of them. I highly doubt that.
Yes, come here, but we're saying that you doubt everything, but maybe there's one or two that does give a toss, Bob, when they see you, when they see the state of the block and the way the place has been ran, they're like, oh, why should we care as well? Do you know what I mean? So it's an ongoing effect. It knocks on to everybody else. Like.
Yeah, but I don't believe block, that it's every single one of them in there. I doubt it's the whole block.
I'm talking about 400 apartments there. The whole 400 are all half tenant, and the whole place is gone.
And you're telling me all 400 have wrecked the place? I don't believe that for a minute.
They're all half recipients, and nobody gives a toss on it. The place is upended the whole time. Nothing but police down there, nothing but in meetings, like safety meetings and everything else, and every week or something, every month or some sort of meeting just for this block, just because it's become the problematic block in the area. That's a fact.
All right, stay with me for one second if you can, please, Stephen. 085-825-2626 is our number. We're back in just one second.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, someone's a bit upset. One of our regulars, Bonnie, commented on Facebook saying that I'm sick of Jeremy and his discriminatory attitude. Now, that's about my comments I made a few minutes ago. What in God's name is discriminatory about the comments I made?
What did you say?
I said, generally speaking, Bonnie, so you can listen to me again, I'll say it a bit slower. Generally speaking, housing estates which are private, predominantly private tenants, are better looked after than housing estates which are council estates. Unless you want to show me a photograph, unless you have a photograph, Bonnie, of a housing estate in Finglas, yeah? A housing estate in Finglas that looks better than a house. And I've been in all these housing estates. I've reported in these places for years. You don't have the same. It doesn't look the same, does it? So am I wrong for stating facts?
Well, Bonnie thinks you're wrong.
Because, yeah, well, the truth doesn't care about your feelings, Bonnie.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anya.
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. Well, what did you want to say on this?
A lot of landlords are painting. First of all, I'm on the HAP, and I wouldn't be able to afford where I live. I live in Northwood as well, and I wouldn't be able to afford to live where I'm living if I wasn't on the HAP. The reason why people are on the HAP is because of the rental prices, and people can't, there's people out there that can't afford to pay their rent if they weren't on the HAP, so they wouldn't.
So as a HAP tenant, do you look after your place well?
I do, yes.
Have you ever had an issue as a HAP tenant getting somewhere to rent?
I had had issues in the past, yes. Before I got this place, I was actually living with a family member because I was on the housing list for so long. So I was. So when I found this place that I'm living now, I had no issues. I had no problems, and I keep my home as in a livable condition as what I've always kept it in, and I've been living here for the past 3 years.
Okay, and it's been going great for you. So
yeah.
You've heard the original landlord giving out yards that he having HAP tenants in his property has been an absolute nightmare. Now, you heard from Stephen as well, who described 12 and a half grand's worth of damage caused to one apartment by HAP tenants. Now, that would certainly turn you off ever putting a HAP tenant into a property.
Oh, yeah, it would. And I kind of agree with Stephen there on what he said about having to pay over 12 and a half grand's worth of damage. And, like, why would you live in such a bad condition? Why would you want to destroy your home that you're living in such bad condition.
I can never understand why anybody would do that. But the question is, do people who don't pay a deposit up front care as much as somebody who did have to pay 1,500 or 2 grand up front?
No, they don't care as much, because the way they look at it is it's not coming out of their back pocket.
And there you go. So that you've just proven the point. You've just answered it for yourself. Yeah. Stay there for a second, Anya. And Dermot, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dermot?
Hey, Adrian. How's things?
Good, thanks, Dermot. Now, what did you want to say on this?
Well, what I wanted to say is that renting properties to anyone is a bit of an occupational hazard, that it could be trash, and that could be a HAP tenant, that could be a private tenant, that could be absolutely, it could be a gang of young fellas. So, I mean, at the end of the day...
Okay, one of the differences, and this is the point that Stephen was making earlier on, one of the differences is a HAP tenant doesn't have to pay a deposit out of their own pocket. Somebody privately renting does have to pay up to 2 grand out of their back pocket. That's not small change. That's money that they want back. So they're more inclined to care for the place.
Well, that may or may not be the case, Adrian, but I mean, a gang of young fellas could put a deposit down in a gaff and then they could trash it on their way out because they don't like the landlord, or just because they're a gang of young fellas and they just wanted to smash the place to bits for a bit of crack. Like, it's an occupational hazard of what it is. I do agree that to some extent, if your own money is invested in it, you might have some sort of degree of protection.
There's no doubt about it, because you want that 2 grand back at the end of your tenancy. You do.
Yeah, but a lot of tenants could just cancel their last repayment and then just let the landlord take their deposit anyway, which is a relatively common thing that happens anyhow.
Okay, so for the landlord who contacted us in the first place, who was giving out yards about the fact that HAP tenants have basically destroyed his apartment, you're saying tough. This is the risk you take renting your property.
Absolutely, that's the case, Adrian, because he bought a property that it's an investment for him. Okay, it's an occupational hazard. And part of his investment that from time to time he's going to have to do maintenance and repairs. Now, obviously, in a perfect world, we would always expect someone to look after their home and would leave it in a good shape for the next tenant, but not always. But at the same time, we can't live in a society. We don't have the housing infrastructure to allow any sort of discrimination towards HAP tenants that I feel is already there.
It is still there, I agree. Even though the law prohibits a landlord advertising a property and saying professionals only, it still happens. It still happens, definitely. Absolutely no doubt about that. Sorry, you were about to say about a friend of yours.
Well, a friend of mine was given notice by her landlord that she was selling the property and that she would have to move on. So it might have been a good time for the landlord to get out of the market. May have not wanted the hassle anymore, whatever the reason was anyway. She is a professional with a job. She's a single mother and has been for many, many years. A good tenant. She's a fine person. And let's be honest with ourselves, Adrian, the vast majority of HAP tenants are good people who just want the roof over their head.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't think that people who are in such a precarious position, and I don't even like saying that, I don't feel comfortable saying that because of... But like, it is the case that, you know, they're on the HAP payments because they need it. They need a roof over their head, and in a perfect world, we would have council houses to house everyone, and there wouldn't have to be this HAP policy or anything like that. But private landlords should not, in any society, be allowed to decide what sort of value a tenant that they take on. It's an occupational hazard. It's just something that they have to deal with, and if they don't like
listening to Stephen earlier on. It's an even though he doesn't discriminate against HAP tenants, it's an increased risk. If you rent to a HAP tenant, there's an increased risk that your apartment may not return to you in the state that you left it.
But is that not what interviewing tenants is for, and references and things like that? I understand that he said that tenants good references.
He did.
But I mean, at the end of the day, that's the game, Adrian. Don't play it.
Don't play it. All right, good man. Thanks very much indeed. Jeremy is right, says this message. It's very unusual for somebody to say Jeremy is right, but I'll read it anyway.
I sat up straight in the chair.
Jeremy is right. I grew up at a council estate in Donnycarney. My mam still lives there. The place is run down, mattresses left on the local field, broken bikes left on the road, burned out cars on the green. You don't get any of that shit in the estate I moved to. Ask yourself why. They've no pride in where they live, cause they got it for nowt. Would love to be able to come on, but I'm in work, says Jake.
Where's Johnny Carney now?
Johnny Carney is in the north side.
Oh, I'm looking at it. It's near the airport, is it?
Yeah. That's it there, yeah.
And is it I'm looking at photographs of it now. It looks...
No, there are nice parts of Johnny Carney as well.
The way you said that. As well as what?
As well as that place you're after bringing up on the screen there.
Here, there's a Camille Toy there.
Yeah, there is. Yep.
How would you know that?
I know it.
What business could you possibly have?
I know
have
it. Here, let's bring in one final opinion on this, and that is from Dave.
Lads, I couldn't even count on two hands the amount of private renters I know who've actually fucking wrecked caps. There's a fella I know cut the fucking stairs out of the last place he was living in with a chainsaw. This was a 5-bedroom gaff that he was paying 150 euros a week for. I know plenty of people getting hap, and they look after the gaffs. And when you're talking about rundown housing estates, there are like council estates, which is basically what you're on about. The problem there isn't the fact that the people don't own their houses or pay for the houses. The problem is that there's a criminal element got in there, and the council are too toothless and useless to catch them out of it. That's the problem. You know, like whether or not you own the house or don't own the house, that's beside the point.
All right, Dave, thanks very much indeed for your message. Anyway, for anybody to take from this conversation today that all HAP tenants wreck gaffs, that's not the case.
Nobody said that.
Even Stephen, the landlord who had issues with HAP tenants, isn't branding all HAP tenants in the same way.
Now, there's another conversation probably to be had in a future podcast about it. Although, does it happen anymore where people rent out houses to students? Now, I'm telling you now, you can call me discriminatory if you want. If I had a property... There is not a hope I would give it to a bunch of students. Would you?
No.
No. Can you imagine the goings on?
No.
A friend of mine, his mother works for a cleaning company, and this cleaning company services a certain block of a student accommodation. So her job is to go in and clean it up. And the stories she has told me, like used condoms on the... like. Who'd leave a used condom on the sofa?
A student.
I didn't even think students wore condoms in this day and age, but there you go.
I hope they do. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. Oh, and give us a rave review.
But you only have to click, it's not a review.
But you can actually comment.
It's not like TripAdvisor, I had a lovely meal in the restaurant. No, it's literally... You give us either 1 star, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
We want 5, yep. Obviously.
On Spotify or on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts, please give us a decent review, 5 stars preferably. Thank you very much indeed for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.